Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Aviva Trattoria Studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
We've got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald and the Spectator.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Here's the millennial with the mic, Grace Curley.
We are back. I'm Aaron Chadbourne. I'm in for Grace. Thanks so much for being with us. And thanks for being with us all week while Grace is on spring break and we're staying on top all of the top stories of all of the goings on by Biden's press secretary, KJP. I wonder if you're John Kirby and you've got this rivalry brewing with KJP at the White House press briefing room. Do you think he calls into a radio show just to prove that he can hang, that he can take the questions? I think I would do that if I were him. I mean, I guess it's probably a pretty bad move for your colleague and for someone that you work with to do that. But I mean, it's really remarkable that, like, the gall. How dare you ask me that question? I want to hear that cut again. What's the cut? Let's play cut 10.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is a incredibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
No. You're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this.
I also love that little crutch she has at the end. Let me be very clear about this. It was a Biden thing. Not a Biden. Obama. Obama used to say, let me be clear. Let me be clear. To be clear. But whenever KJP says it, right when she says, let me be clear, it's right before she muddies the water. Right before she dodges. Let me be clear. We've been very clear. Like, that's her crutch that she goes to when she's not going to answer something or she's going to obfuscate. It's let me be clear. I can't even believe that you would ask such a question. That's how she said, I can't even believe you'd ask such a question. You can't believe it because you do such a good job insulating yourself from being asked questions. And do you know what he says? He says, yeah, but you know everyone's asking it. And then she tries to pretend that he's changing the subject or you wanted to go down. He wants to go. He wants an answer to the question. It's a good question. It's a fair question. We'd love to hear your thoughts. 844-500-4242, the number here at the Grace Curley Show. Let's talk to Ron. Ron, what's in your mind?
Aaron, how are you?
Good.
So you played a cut earlier of Biden saying, send me a Congress that's Democrats. And basically, there's two pillars left to fall until we're in what I believe is full-blown authoritarianism under this administration, the House and the Supreme Court. Those are the two pillars left to fall. And I know in the past we've had administrations have all three branches of government, but this time I believe it's different. There's nothing normal about this administration at all. And when it comes to the abortion debate, I know I'm going to sound like a Neanderthal for saying this, but, you know, with all this encouragement of surgical alterations of our beings, I don't hear any talk about hysterectomies and vasectomies. Like, why not just go all in if that's what you believe? So those are my two thoughts.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I mean, him saying, like, send me a Congress that's Democrat. What happened to I'm going to be the president for all Americans? I'm going to unite the country. Wasn't he going to be the great uniter? Jared, am I making this up? Was it a fever dream?
No, not at all. That was his claim to fame. He, with his 80,000 years of experience, he could reach across the aisle. He was going to be president for all Americans, not just red states or blue states.
But Heck. The other thing that, like, he does, whenever they say Republicans, they say MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans. Like, I'm sure someone's polled this, and so that's why they do it. But if you're trying to be the uniter and trying to be the president for all Americans, like, I don't even think they know that MAGA stands for Make America Great Again, which
mega,
is...
MAGA.
Mega, MAGA. Mega, MAGA. What did Trump used to say? Bigly. And people couldn't figure out if he was saying big league or bigly. And then it was bigly. But with Trump, it was entertaining. With Biden, it's just like he's going out of his way. And it's just like Karine Jean-Pierre. And so she's definitely got the memo of the culture at the Biden White House, which is disdain for the American people. Disdain for someone who would ask a question, which is, it's what I thought Jen Psaki told me that they wanted to do, that they actually wanted truth tellers. Do you think Jen Psaki would be upset if Joe Biden got hired to be on MSNBC? Because he's a liar. Yeah, like, documenting the lies from Joe Biden, even easier than those Psaki bombs we were dropping yesterday, where Jen Psaki, you know, for the first 3 years, or the, how long was she there? 2 years? Year? Well, however long she was the press secretary, she never told the truth. And that's why she would always circle back, because she, if she didn't know the lie that she wanted to tell, she needed time to go invent it. But Biden, I mean, either Biden lies, or he doesn't know, or he's just confused. And like, none of those things are okay. And it also leads to the fact that everybody asks that radio talk show host in North Carolina. They said to him, you're going to have Karine Jean-Pierre on your show, Mark Garrison. We'd like you to ask her if the president has dementia. And what did she say? I can't believe you're even asking that question. It's so offensive. It's so insensitive. But it is. It's what people wanted to know. I thought it was a good question. I thought it was a fair question. And I'm not surprised that she was shocked by it, because she never gets asked anything. You know who else? Was Dr. Jill on the trip? Did she go campaign yesterday?
No, she was speaking somewhere else. I don't know exactly where it was, but she was speaking at some event.
All right. So Dr. Jill speaking yesterday too. Let's check in on Dr. Jill. Cut 9.
Before World War II, I'm told, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ culture in Europe. One group of people loses their rights, and then another, and then another. Until one morning you wake up and you no longer live in a democracy.
What?
Eh?
What is she talking about? Like, where do these people get this stuff? Like, there's such a thing. I don't know what's going on lately where there's this like rewriting of history. Like, you have to hear about all of the different like sexualizations of historic characters and Berlin before World War II, what did she say? It was the center of LGBTQ culture? What?
Yeah.
What is she talking about? It's like when Rashida Tlaib was flying the Palestinian flag, or when people talk about, you know, supporting, you know, relative cultural values, and the next breath they want to talk about human rights. The United States of America is the place that is really stood up for people's freedom and liberty to be who they want, or express their beliefs, or, you know, act on their own, sexual orientation. Whereas these other countries, you'll be thrown in jail or beheaded or stoned for that. I mean, that's why freedom of speech and expression is so important. Before World War II, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ. Like, what? I just don't understand why they have to like make up a false history of the past, and that like by denying LGBTQ rights that led to the hall. Is that what she's saying? Like, play that again.
What she's saying.
Play that clip again.
Before World War II, I'm told, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ culture in Europe. One group of people loses their rights, and then another, and then another. Until one morning you wake up and you no longer live in a democracy.
So I guess what she was talking about here was like book bans. And she was trying to talk about the book bans that were done in Nazi Germany. And she's trying to say that banning books and the Don't Say Gay laws in Florida or whatever, the so-called, which is not what the law said, that's what she's saying, is that it's a slippery slope to something bigger. But like, what are you talking about? Like, they have to invent it. They're not living in reality. I just don't. This is what we're going to be. We're going to be treated to an alternate universe during this campaign about issues that either don't exist or that are rooted in disinformation and misinformation by the left, by people like Dr. Jill Biden. Even calling her Dr. Jill Biden is somewhat misinformation.
Nana.
I just can't. Like, I just don't even know. Speaking of the law in Florida, did you see that? I have to grab the story, but did you see that they've come to an agreement? DeSantis and the board of that Disney district have reached a settlement. They've reached an agreement. And do you know why? Because the woke policies of woke capitalism have backfired for all of these companies that they're backing off their political positions. And that's what we've seen from leadership now at Disney. So the story says Disney DeSantis backed board reached settlement agreement. Disney and the state of Florida have reached a settlement agreement in their lawsuit about who controls Disney World's governing district. The Central Florida Tourism Oversight District announced on Wednesday. Members of the board approved the settlement agreement, ending the nearly 2 years of litigation that were originally sparked by Governor Ron DeSantis and the law that he championed. Disney and DeSantis have been engaged in feuds since the company publicly opposed the law, and DeSantis stripped Disney of the special status it had for decades, which gave itself governing power over the improvement district they're in. So, like, I mean, this case now coming to resolution and settlement that ends it. But what is the real takeaway? The takeaway is there are consequences when companies decide that they're going to focus on social issues, when they're going to focus on politics, when they're going to get out of the business of caring about, I don't know, entertainment, the things that actually that they do and they used to do well. When you're going to change that and focus on influencing society, when you get out of your lane, like, yeah, this is what happens. And you pay a price for it. You pay a toll for it. And I think DeSantis, you know, much like my former boss, Governor Paul LePage, he dug in and he negotiated hard. And he said, there are consequences. Fine. You want to be treated. You want to write the laws. Let's make sure you're treated equally under the laws. And there might have been costs and there it's a negotiation and it's public policy. But at the end of the day, it's necessary to really bring them to be equal under the law like everyone else. And I mean, the settlement, what I think it shows is that Disney blinked and Florida, I see it as a victory for them. We'll see. I'm sure the media later is going to say it was an embarrassment for DeSantis, just the disgrace DeSantis. Has Trump talked about DeSantis? Have we heard him say DeSantis' name? Is he still making fun of him?
I don't think he's mentioned him since he dropped out.
I think he still does. I think occasionally he slips and he like goes after him because he forgot, like, you know, he liked doing it so much. But we'll check into that. But I think DeSantis is back in Florida. We'll see what his next chapter looks like. I think there's much more to that. All right. I want to revisit Ron McDaniel, see how our poll question is doing. We'll do that when we come back. But first, we'll take a quick break. I'm Aaron Chadbourne sitting in for Grace. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
We are back on The Grace Curley Show. This is Aaron Chadbourne filling in for Grace. Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, Emma Foley going to fill us in on what's happening with Sean Diddy Combs. I've been trying to follow this sex trafficking, and I don't know if it's my age or it's my lack of interest. There are all these videos surfacing of him and Justin Bieber, these accusations about Jay-Z and others, and so Emma's going to help us sort it out. Maybe I've just been too focused on Ronna McDaniel and thinking about what's going to happen with her, but I think this is really a cautionary tale for people who think that NBC is going to embrace Republicans. It's going to embrace people with diversity of thought. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, you're not welcome there. And for her to ever think that she was going to have a enforceable contract, what did they say? They're rescinding the employment. They're rescinding the contract. They're rescinding the hiring. They're undoing it. They're annulling, like a marriage. They're going to the Pope or the bishop and they're saying, please annul this. It never happened. Let's just forget that it happened. I mean, it happened and she's going to make you pay for it, I'm sure. But that brings us to today's poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is today's poll question and what are the responses thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is where do you think Ronna McDaniel will land next? Running a veterans home, running a national sports association, running for office, running a Ponzi scheme, running a political action committee, running from the law, or nowhere? She is canceled.
I think in the short term, it's probably nowhere. I think political action committee isn't a bad idea. Maybe, I don't know what I said last time. Now I'm going to say political action. I think she's going to raise money and become a political consultant.
Political action committee is at 35%. That's second place. First place goes to nowhere. She's canceled at 45%. 14% for running for office and all others receiving votes under 2%.
Did you see, by the way, that she was defended by an unlikely source? Chris Cuomo rips NBC's reversal on Ronna McDaniel hiring. Is that because he got canceled? And what was he canceled for?
Birds of a feather.
What was he canceled? Was he canceled for? Did he get canceled because of his brother?
Yeah, I think the crux of it was the appearance of impropriety with his brother. Plus, there were
so many cancellations. I just forget. Like, I guess I'm part of this American problem with this short-term memory where, you know, I'm sure I cared about it at the time. But Chris Cuomo, but then remember Don Lemon got canceled. Everybody got canceled around this, like, different times or anything. Yeah, but I think the crux of it was, like, he was helping his brother discredit the sexual assault victims. And he was having him on as a guest. And that was the thing that did him in. But anyway, Chris Cuomo, who's on News Nation. Is that a real station? News Nation? Or is that like... It's like one of these things where, like, you're either big enough that you can go create your own network, like Bill O'Reilly or Glenn Beck or Tucker Carlson. They just go create their own networks that they're on, and it's theirs, and that's what they do. They have their own platform, and in Tucker's case, now being on Twitter, on X with Elon Musk, probably has more viewership than he did on Fox. Chris Cuomo's on News Nation.
That is a it's a subscription television network, News Nation. Okay. So it is a television network.
So it's an hour. So he wasn't big enough to have his own, but News Nation, I've never heard of it. He criticized NBC News' decision to oust former Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel as a paid contributor. How is this not a Trump and his people tried to rig the election and we don't want him around situation, he said on his show. Because they've had plenty of Democrats that said Trump won because of Russian election interference. Oh, that's true. He's saying you have a lot of election deniers from 2016. You let them on. Now they're doing what they did because they didn't want Trump and his cronies. But yeah, I mean, it's a good argument, but I think it's self-serving though. I think it's a self-serving argument from Chris Cuomo. I don't like that you canceled Ronna McDaniel because I didn't like getting canceled myself. Cancel culture. I haven't talked about cancel culture in quite a while, but I guess it's still alive and well. But I think that's what's most interesting is how they're trying to differentiate this and say it's not about all Republicans. It's not about all people that support Trump, because I think in this election, we're going to hear more and more of it. And maybe we won't even hear about it. The good news is that we heard about it in this case. It wasn't under the rug. They couldn't pretend that it didn't happen, because if they never hired her for this reason, we wouldn't know about it. Right? We're lucky that it happened so publicly, because now we know what's actually going on and how the game's going to be played during this election, where they're going to keep people that are the pro-Trump or anti-Biden voices off their air because they don't want to give them any credibility or credence. And they're going to say it's because they're undermining democracy. That is, to one of the earlier callers, I think one of the hallmarks of authoritarian regimes is when you stifle opposition and you do it on the basis of defending democracy. It's what I think was most troubling when here in Maine, out in Colorado, the other states that were kicking Trump off the ballot, they say we have democracy is so important that we can't possibly let you vote for who you want to. Are you kidding me? I mean, that is the exact thing that's wrong, and that's what people should be concerned about. And I think they've now tipped their hand on how they're going to handle opposing point of views and people who don't support Biden and are supporting Trump during this next election. All right, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls, 844-500-4242, or you can text Curly to 617-213-1066. My name is Aaron Chadbourne. I'm filling in for Grace Curly. This is The Grace Curly Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
We are back on the Grace Curley Show. I am Aaron Chadbourne sitting in for Grace. Thanks so much for being with us. A lot happening in the news. There's been a lot that's been overshadowed by Ronna McDaniel, by the tragedy yesterday with that cargo ship slamming into the bridge in Baltimore, which, again, I just... All the people, I don't know, and they got lucky that the Mayday call gave them enough time to stop more cars from going across it. That's led some people to have all these conspiracy theories about what actually happened. But I mean, it seems like it was a mechanical malfunction and it slammed in. It does make you think about which other pieces of critical infrastructure are that fragile. And I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about that. In my local market, they've been, you know, running stories about certain bridges and how they're different than this bridge and how they would handle a crash. But I mean, that's one of the reasons why investing in infrastructure and even the infrastructure deal that Trump tried to get through, that Susan Collins later negotiated, and that was the reason that it passed, which Biden likes to take credit for. And she did it as kind of a sticking it to Chuck Schumer. This is one of my funniest things about, and people can say what they want about Susan Collins. She's not a lot of people's cup of tea that probably listen to Howie and Grace, but she's the only Republican elected from New England in the Congress. And so during her election, Chuck Schumer spent so much money attacking her here in Maine. And he attacked her for things that he asked her to work with him on and that she had done because she's one of these centrist Republicans who likes to try to work with the other side. And she believes, in a way that I do not, that the other side operates in good faith and you can actually trust them and work with them. So she's one of these Republicans who will work with them. And then they still went after her. And people hate on the left. They hate Susan Collins more than they hate anyone. And I've never quite understood it because she does agree and work with them on a number of things. But they go after her with such vitriol. She was so upset, though, after that election, that one of the first things she did, Chuck Schumer couldn't get anything done. She went, met with Biden in the White House to show that she actually had more influence than Chuck Schumer. She negotiated directly with the president. She put together the first meeting of senators with the president, who I'm sure she worked with in the U.S. Senate. And they went and negotiated infrastructure on things like roads and bridges. And so, I mean, a lot of people are now thinking about, like, are these bridges safe in my community? And I think we're going to hear a lot more about that. And that could be one of the things that either tanks or catapults this bill that Biden wants to build back the bridge, build back bridge, better, add rail. It could be the thing is that people in their local communities are going to say, well, not just that bridge, but what are we doing to make sure other bridges are safe? But it's led to some conspiracy stuff. So anyway, that's been in the news. But there are other things happening in the news. Like, what's going on with our friend Jamal Bowman? He's the one, right, Jared, that pulled the fire alarm?
Yes.
And he was, so he was in such a rush to get to the vote that he pulled the fire alarm thinking that it would open the door.
As I think we all have.
Yeah, like we've all made the mistake of pulling a fire alarm that says fire alarm do not pull in order to exit a door that you could just walk out because he was rushing. And then he agreed to like a plea deal. So he plead guilty in exchange for it being like expunged. So it was like this BS, like fake kind of plea. But and then they tried to censor him. He's like, no, I didn't do anything. But anyway, Jamal Bowman, more misinformation from Jamal Bowman, who is walking back comments he previously made where he said that reports of rapes from Hamas were propaganda. Do we have the quote? Do we have that clip of Representative Jamal Bowman?
And there was propaganda used at the beginning of this siege. There's still no evidence of beheading babies or raped women, but they still keep using that lie.
So he called the kidnapping and killing of babies, the raping of women by Hamas, propaganda. Pretty bad, right? But oh, no. Now he's walking it back. Never happened. How do they get away with this? Like, this is the thing that I've never been able to understand. And because I worked for quite a conservative Republican governor, and honestly, like, we couldn't even talk about the weather without getting fact-checked and held to account. I mean, I don't understand how Jamal Bowman all of a sudden now is able to, quote-unquote, walk back remarks and claims that Hamas raping women was just lies and propaganda. He's now saying, oh, well, that's not really what I said. He said, what I said at the rally is what Hamas did on October 7th is a war crime, and they must release all the hostages. The UN has confirmed that Hamas committed rape and sexual violence, a responsible fact that I condemn entirely. Well, you called it lies and propaganda. Like, that's disqualifying. That's as disqualifying to me to serve in Congress as anything George Santos did. And by the way, George Santos did a lot of weird and illegal stuff. It seems like, allegedly. Allegedly, he's not been convicted yet. It could be just like Democrat Senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez. Someone else put those gold bars and sewed that cash into the suits of his, the liners of his suits. Who puts cash in their suits? Like, is that like an old school thing? Like, I could think maybe like my great aunt and uncle, like they were people that didn't trust the banks with cash. And they came from Greece, and so maybe like they had like this other thing. But like, if you were the chair of the Foreign Services Committee and you serve on the banking committee, but you are storing your wealth in gold bars, like it's something
I love
about
gold.
And that's not to knock on anyone who invests in gold. I know I listened to Hugh Hewitt up here on WGAN. A lot of his sponsors are buy and sell gold. Silver Dave will help you with coins, right? Like that all is fine. Understanding the value of gold and silver and things that hold their value despite inflation, despite our monetary policy here in the U.S. I get that. But Bob Menendez, I mean, George Santos, these things are alleged. Get out of Congress. But if you're going to go as far as Representative Jamal Bowman and call a terrorist attack a hoax, the raping of women, the killing of babies, you're going to call it propaganda. I mean, why is it that the only time we decry anti-Semitism is when Donald Trump says something that probably wasn't actually anti-Semitic, but when people are actually anti-Semitic, we let it go because it's the progressive left and they're able and allowed to. What was it they're saying that they're doing it at NBC? Rescind the contract? Oh, no. We're rescinding those former comments. We didn't actually make them. We didn't make that deal with Ronna McDaniel. We rescinded that. Like, we need to stop letting people get away with these memory holes where they can claim that a different reality actually happened when we've watched it with our own eyes, right? Like, don't believe your lying eyes. That's what they tell you. Don't believe your lying ears. Well, we should actually hold them accountable. But maybe Jamal Bowman, the lesson he learned from pulling the fire alarm was you can do anything, lie about it, and get away with it as long as you endorse the right person for president and have the right letter next to your name. Do you think there would be an outcry on MSNBC if Jamal Bowman was selected as an analyst? I certainly hope that if Fox tried to hire him, there would be a outcry on the right, but I don't think there would be because I think that they're committed to at least having some people on that share the other point of view. Whether or not they're willing to go on, though, people like Karine Jean-Pierre, that's the thing. They're not willing to go into these spaces that aren't safe spaces for them. Speaking of which, do you see there's a member of Congress in New Hampshire's 2nd District, Representative Annie Custer has announced that she's stepping down. I think, though, District 2, I'll have to look at the numbers afterwards of what their votes were. I think that's a pretty safe Democrat district, but would be good. This is an election year. Who knows? Anything could happen. And with RFK Jr. on the ballot, with all the other people, if it actually becomes a competitive race, people running as independents, New Hampshire, like Maine, we're a little bit open. It would be great to see a strong Republican candidate, though, in that district, which could help up ballot. I don't know if there was already a declared Republican. We'll have to look into that. But that makes it, with an incumbent stepping down, is always a time when a seat could open up that's not otherwise competitive. So we'll have to certainly watch that. We're coming up against a break, so when we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. We'll dig into more of today's top stories, 844-500-4242. Before we go out, though, Jared, I wanted to check in. I know I've said it before when I've come on here before that my dad used to have those Eden Pure thunderstorms all through his house, and I didn't really believe that they worked until I had some problems. I sell real estate in my day job, and there are some houses that will have like either like a pet smell in the bedrooms with the carpets, or they might have like something funky going on. And I have just found that they're such a great solution. They're also so small, don't take up a lot of space, and they work.
Yeah, that's the best part about the thunderstorm is that it actually works. It purifies the air. It doesn't cover up odors. It doesn't make things smell flowery. You'll actually get an absence of smell. So anything like Aaron said, pet smells, tobacco smells, whatever you have, you're not going to smell that anymore. The thunderstorm is a lifesaver with kitchen mishaps. I use it for my allergies, anything you can think of. And now is the time to jump on the deal because you've been waiting for the BOGO offer and BOGO is back. Take advantage of the BOGO offer. It ends this Sunday, so take advantage now. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO. That means you get the Thunderstorm Air Purifier and you get another one for free. That's at EdenPureDeals.com and use code GRACEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACEBOGO. You'll get two Thunderstorm Air Purifiers as part of this BOGO deal. You can keep one in the house, keep one in the car. You can have several all over the house. Whatever you want to do, this is the way to do it. Get that clean, purified air. get the BOGO. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code GRACEBOGO.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Would love for you to join the conversation. 844-500-4242, the number here at The Grace Curley Show. Lines are lighting up. Let's take Rob. Rob, welcome to The Grace Curley Show.
Hey, thanks. I have a concern that these electric cars are 3 to 5 times the weight of normal cars. So if you were to consider rush hour traffic on any bridge in America, it would collapse. They are not built to withstand the weight of these electric cars at rush hour time. They are 3 to 5 times heavier, and it's just a nightmare that they ram these things down our throat before we could really save up and afford one. And the infrastructure, even the bridges, are not there to withhold that much weight.
Thanks for the call, Rob. No, it's a good point. It's something to look into. Make sure that bridges are rated for the extra weight. These mandates are coming down state by state. Maine just rejected the rule that would have required more aggressive mandates for electric vehicles. They are heavier, the batteries, because the battery technology, hopefully they get lighter over time. I don't know. I think a lot of bridges are designed with extra weight capacity, though, because you have these tractor trailer trucks and other things go over them. But some of them do get posted that you can't do it, and some of the more crumbling ones. And that's why I do think that, you know, Biden was so confident they'd be able to pay for, the Congress would pay for the rebuilding of this bridge. But I think a lot of people are going to start attaching stuff to it. And before you know it, we're going to have another massive spending bill right after the one we just saw. Let's take another call. Let's grab John. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is John.
Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, listening to the president's wife talk about what was going on in Germany, let's take it back a step to the turn of the century. And Jews were flocking to Germany. Paris, London, these were places that everybody wanted to go because that's where the arts, literature, science, they, you know, that's where the cool people were, you could say. And between 1900 and 1930, many Jews immigrated to Germany. And everybody went there, went for Goethe, Dürer, Bach, Beethoven, Einstein. It was just... it was like almost the capital of intellectual property. In 1932, the Nazi Party took over 220 or 230 seats to give them a foothold. A year later, Hitler is made chancellor. Just before then, in 1932, Einstein left. He saw the writing on the wall. And then you think about it, between 1933 and then 1938, Kristallnacht, they turned an entire country against the Jewish population. When they talk about, she talks about the homosexual aspect, they were all closeted. London, Paris, Germany, none of these countries, none of these cities never really accepted until like the 60s and 70s. So when she makes that statement, it's just, there's a lot of perfidy in what she's saying. But I think what you're seeing here in this country now with the misinformation and disinformation that the left throws at us and that the liberal media carries their water, you're seeing the same thing on conservatives, whether they're black, white, or yellow. The hate is palpable. I can see it. I can smell it. And if you looked at last week's Wall Street Journal, you could read the article by Gerald Baker, and he goes, right now, the United States to him seems like 1933 Germany. So yeah, we should be frightened, because what they're trying to put over on us is evil.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. 844-500-4242, the number here at the Grace Curley Show. Let's take one more. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing? So I was hearing the guy talk about the weight in electric vehicles. Well, part of that also reflects the fact that their brake pads and everything else that is there create more particulates for the atmosphere by a huge factor than regular cars. So they actually pollute more than regular cars, like every other one of the solutions they have for quote, climate change. And there's a study in 2022 that they squelched because of that. It proved it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the perspective, Bill. I think that's the thing, though, is that people want to pick selectively on what they want, depending on what their goal is. And so the people that support forcing everyone to buy electric vehicles and don't believe in letting the market do its job, they don't want to wait until the cars are more affordable, until the technology is better or lighter or whatever, they're going to cherry pick the facts that work for them, just like the people that oppose them cherry pick the facts that work. You know, I don't think, you know, I went on Monday night to this public hearing about building a new 4-mile stretch of road. It's a highway. The Maine Turnpike Authority is looking to build. And Maine Turnpike Authority wasn't just looking to build it. They were asked by the communities, what can you do about congestion? They came up with this proposal. And everyone came in to talk about the different impacts that building that 4-mile road is. It's going to go through where a farm currently is, the Smiling Hill Farm over in Scarborough. And that's real. It's really going to have that impact. There are you know, trout that get fished over there. It's going to change. You're going to have more cars go through that area, but they're going to be moving faster and not idling. So are you going to have more cars and more pollution, or you're going to have them moving and not idling, so then they're going to have less pollution? Here's the thing. These are meant to be hard, non-binary, one way or the other, like all one way, all the other. There are going to be, and that's what public policy is, there are competing considerations on either side. It's complex. Let's not oversimplify, and let's acknowledge sometimes when a policy choice, if you're an environmentalist and the policy that you're championing actually is going to harm the environmentalist, be honest about it. Do what Jen Psaki pretends that she does. Tell the truth. Actually acknowledge when there are, don't say follow the science and then ask us to stick our heads in the sand, right? Let's actually look at the numbers. And that's why I don't know anything about the brake pads or how heavy they are compared to normal cars and whether the bridges can handle them. But are those important things to look up? Absolutely. And I think people should get engaged in it, involved in it. And let's not tell people that when the facts don't match the story, when they're not in favor of what it is you're trying to do, address them. Say, hey, here are some arguments on the other side. Like nuclear energy, right? If people actually cared about eliminating fossil fuels and decarbonizing everything, nuclear energy is one of the only ways that you could get enough baseload energy. But have there been historic problems with nuclear? Sure. Are there issues about what you do with nuclear waste? Absolutely. But what are you doing? There is no perfect. There's always going to be trade-offs. There are always going to be concerns. And so you pick which ones you're more comfortable with. But don't tell people to pretend they don't exist. That's the part that really drives people crazy. That's the part that leads to conspiracy theories about what happened when this boat hit the bridge yesterday. It's because people are told, you know, what Anthony Fauci did set back public trust in institutions decades. Because at the beginning, he told us masks don't work, and he was lying. He was lying because he wanted us not to buy the masks. And then later they told us, like, a piece of cloth over your face does work, which also doesn't work. Do N95 masks properly fitted work? Yeah, they have a more efficacy rate than not. But don't lie to people. Don't just lie to them about the inconvenient truths, as Al Gore would say. Share with them, let them make their own decisions, and understand that people are going to have different opinions. Speaking of different opinions, I really want to figure out what's going on with Sean Diddy Combs. When we come back, Emma Foley will be here. She'll break down that and several other things happening in pop culture in the news today. I'm Aaron Chadbourne in for Grace. This is The Grace Curley Show.